When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Rose has been selected to bring the first vial in the Boxer Gambit trial. She takes a deep breath and glances at the bottles. Every choice matters now, more than ever.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Rose is the lucky contestant that must pick her first vial. There are a lot of tasty concoctions to pick from. Which one will she take?
Most of them have labels with ingredients. I would not be surprised if it doesn't fully match the contents, but it could be a clue. What do we have here?
She picked the light blue small one.
Quasinitrinas, fibrillum essence, chromoshift enzyme. Aha! I know this one. It's a protein that enables cells to blend with surroundings. Aetherium plasma and syntagamine.
Look, the ingredient list also appear on screen.
Excellent. Then I can also guess what the effects of the potions should be.
I believe this potion is some sort of color changer for the skin. I will take this one.
Rose has selected her first vial. Let's see what happens. Oh, no hesitation. Gulp down the whole bottle in one big sip. This lady is fearless.
Very bitter. I feel a slight tingling sensation all over my body.
At least she didn't instantly drop dead. That's a good sign.
But her skin is slowly changing colors.
You're right, she looks more pale.
I'm not fully sure, but I think it's an invisibility potion.
Oh, that sounds pretty useful.
It is. However, typically the effects don't last very long, especially in small doses like that one.
Haha! As you can tell from her skin color slowly fading, this was an invisibility potion. She will soon be fully transparent until only her clothes are visible. Very exciting stuff.
As I guessed, a pretty harmless one. Let's see what the other ones will pick.
We will now continue clockwise to the next candidate. Another one of the ladies, it is Vesper now.
Let's get this over with.
Oh, and Vesper's wasting no time downing her vial. Did she even read the ingredients? She's not playing around.
Great! Another reckless candidate.
That's indeed not the wisest move. Unless she knows something we don't.
I wonder what the effect will be of this one.
Hey, are her clothes not growing?
You mean, is she not shrinking?
It appears she drank a shrink potion, causing her body to shrink to half of her size. So amusing.
Another body change potion, but this one is also temporary.
So far they don't fare too badly. I suppose things will get more dicey once fewer potions remain.
Next up we have Cobra Kairos! Please, would you be so kind and pick one of these fantastic brews?
Yes, I will choose now. This should not be too bad. Oh, interesting. It tastes like my MoMA soup.
And down goes another vial. Let's see what this one brings to the table.
Oh, this is funny.
Why do the other contestants begin to cough and cover their noses?
Ew, what is that intense foul smell?
Judging by the other contestants, this must have been a stink brawl. With this dose, our dear contestant will smell like eggy farts for at least 3 Kragos days. Inconvenient, but harmless.
They better open a window quickly. No, wait. I don't care.
Yes, yes, we know. You escaped the consequences once again.
Now rests Dr. Neurotoxin. Which vial will he pick, I wonder?
Yes, yes, finally it is my turn. I have already been eyeing this one up. So colorful and vibrant.
How can he be so impatient? Any wrong choice and he won't live to tell the tale.
This is delicious. Such a strong acidic taste. Can I have another one? Ooh, the vials are dancing and shimmering. What a spectacle.
Calm down, Dr. Neurotoxin. There are plenty to go around. You must wait your turn for the next one.
He seems to be hallucinating badly.
But he has a big smile. Eve, did you write down the ingredients for this one? Seems like a killer cocktail.
I am writing them all down, but not for your consumption.
Well, fantastic. All our candidates have survived their first drink. I believe everyone is warmed up, so we can immediately dive into round 2.
That deserves a toast.
After securing vital ship parts, Thomas and Telmec return to their vessel to drop off their cargo and feed Toto. However, they realize they will still need more seashells to complete the job. With no easy options left, they find themselves hunting for a new way to fund their repairs.
All right, Telnik, we got a good amount of the ship parts we need, but we still need to earn a few more seashells to buy the last ones we need.
Understood. We could do another street act to accumulate more seashells.
No, we got lucky last time. That car trick won't work a second time. Do you have any other suggestions?
Fotex City is big on gambling. We could perhaps participate in a poker game of our own or bet money on a sports match.
Too risky. I don't feel comfortable betting away our final savings. There must be other ways.
Your boy don't look too happy. What's wrong?
Oh, hello, Buck and Slag. Doing your daily round of ship tax collections?
Yes, we like seashells. We hoard them like pirates.
Don't we all? By the way, do you guys know a way to make seashells? We need to buy some additional ship parts.
You can join Corazon's army. It pays good money. And if you do a good job, you can even spectate trials.
Yes, and you get to sometimes shoot things really fun. Depending on what you're shooting at.
Perhaps something less violent.
Well, there are less risky activities as well. Like collecting ship decks.
Or recycling ship parts from all the crashed ships around here.
Hey, idiot! Don't tell them about that. Everything that falls on Kragos is Corazon's property, do you hear?
Oh, yes, yes. Borg is right. Don't you go looking for the shipwrecks now. Especially that no fancy ship that fell a few Gligian kilometers here from the south.
Hey, why don't you give him a map while you're at it?
A map? Ah, yeah, yeah, here you go.
Seriously, Slag? I was being sarcastic.
But I thought...
Never mind, Slag. It's best you let me do the talking. Let's continue our rounds. And you don't even think about going to the shipwreck. You can always try your luck at some cosmic hold'em if you want to make big cash. Ha ha ha!
Sell that robot of yours for spare parts.
An acceptable suggestion. I like remaining in one piece. Thank you.
Anyway, good luck with your
seashell. Did you hear that, Telnek?
Yes, I am not for sale.
Not that, you bucket of ports. The shipwreck. With these storms, there must be a lot of spare parts all around. High chance we could find what we need, or at least parts to sell.
I can scan and locate that ship they were talking about. And I took a picture of the map they briefly showed. I updated my internal 3D map.
Perfect. Who needs directions when you've got your photographic memory? Let me grab a few tubes and bags from our ship, and then we'll make our way.
Do not forget a few weapons this time. We do not want to get robbed again.
The Venomous Ganmet Trial's second round is about to start. With the contestants seated at a table, the crowd is buzzing in anticipation, while Draymond watches from the sidelines with the rest of the team. Suddenly, his communicator buzzes unexpectedly in his pocket.
Commander, now is not the best time. Nero, I've got to step out for a moment.
Is everything all right?
Just a status report. I'll be quick. Keep an eye on Rose. Excuse me, coming through. Out of the way, thank you. Okay, Commander, I'm here. Make it quick. I'm not exactly in the best position to speak right now.
Draymond carefully slips away from the arena, trying to blend into the shadows as he finds a more secluded area behind the pillar, away from prying eyes. But he doesn't notice a figure in the shadows, one of Zyra's spies suddenly following him.
You sound like you are in a ball. What's your current status? Any updates on Corazon's whereabouts?
We have a lead. We entered his trials to get a chance to meet the guy in person. He won the first one, good show of strength. But we're playing a much deadlier game now. Rose is up next.
As Draymond speaks, the spy, hidden behind another pillar, listens intensely, trying to catch every word.
Time is running out. You need to be making headway. Corazon is a critical target.
Understood, Commander. But these trials are set up to weed out the weak. They're testing more than just brute force. It's psychological, too. We can't rush this, or we will blow our cover. And the safety of my crew comes first.
I expect results, Captain. Keep me posted. And remember, we need you to deal with the situation discreetly. We're trying to avoid direct conflict.
Copy that.
Dismissed.
Draven out.
As he turns to head back to the arena, the spy silently retreats into the crowd, unnoticed.
Everything good?
For now. What did I miss?
Rose picked her second vial, but she seems to be hesitating.
Unbeknownst to the Black Pulse, that every move is being watched, and the delicate balance of their mission might soon be compromised.